Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by BioCleanTex.com on Sports Radio 610.
Shout out to BioCleanTex. They will clean your office, which is a service that you need these days. Texans need to clean their office, too. They need to make some moves. Some people would say they need to make moves, not just in the locker room, but above the locker room. But following the 35-20 loss to the Packers, Texans and many fans with the trade deadline approaching are looking at 2021. Not everybody is, though.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers still rolling pretty strong. They topped the Tennessee Titans yesterday, 27-24. Tennessee with a Steven Gostkowski field goal late to tie the game. No good. Pittsburgh remains unbeaten. They're the only unbeaten team in the AFC.
And what a game it turned out to be. It was going on simultaneously to when we were at the NRG, so I could really only keep up with it a little bit. But I do know what happened at the end of that game. And they've got some problems in the kicking game. That has to be fixed or else the Titans aren't going, you know. We say it all the time. Games are going to be close, especially in the playoffs. You got to have a reliable kicker.
Diana Rossini of ESPN talked to Mike Vrabel before, and she was asking him about being a mini Belichick because of taking that penalty last week against the Texans.
Yeah.
You know what his response was?
What?
Vintage meathead Vrabel. I'm certainly not a mini anything.
And then did he go,
I think he started doing curls right after that. Jacksonville. They fall to the Chargers 39-29. Justin Herbert, pretty good ball player. Pretty good ball player. Jags have won one game. There's talks that Gardner Minshew could be benched as soon as this coming week in their next game.
Yeah. At least you're getting your answer on him, you know, and that's what you really wanted. You weren't going to win anything. You know, early on in the year, you're thinking, okay, well, they're playing hard and they're maybe a little better than we thought they would be, but they're not really, you know. And so now you're getting your answer on Minshew. Now you can go out and get Trevor Lawrence if the Jets don't get him first.
Joe Burrow versus Baker Mayfield. Both of these guys had very good games. Baker didn't start off well, though. Mm-hmm. For the second straight week, he throws an interception on his first pass. I think his first six passes were incomplete. A lot of people were calling for him to be benched, Figgy Fig being one of those guys. But Baker bounces back, five touchdown passes. I think a record-setting consecutive completions for Baker Mayfield, and he gets the last laugh.
And some of the offensive weapons that Mayfield has at his disposal. Mayfield to the end zone. Is it a catch? Yes, Njoku. Mayfield towards the end zone. It is caught. Was he in? Yes, Donovan Peoples-Jones. Baker Mayfield taking his shot.
Baker Mayfield gets the dub. The Browns beat the Bengals 37-34.
He played just about a perfect second half. I mean, you couldn't play it any better. And speaking of your boy, John Dorsey, you know, for him to become a Texans interim or whatever general manager, quarterbacks that John Dorsey has drafted, 11-3 this year. In the last 4 years, Patrick Mahomes and Baker Mayfield.
He's built two of the most successful teams in the AFC. And Baker was perfect on the field. He finished strong. He was even more perfect at the podium. Figgy might not want him to be his quarterback, but man, as a host of the Gyms and Juice podcast, the number one Houston hip-hop podcast in the city, I think Figgy's even got to appreciate Baker Mayfield doing this and saying this at the podium after the game.
He broke a franchise record for consecutive completions there. That kind of flow.
You know, it's just a necessary mindset of, you know, doing whatever it takes to win. You know, it's, you know, having to watch that first quarter stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's just how Rip Ryder's role.
DMX.
A little higher pitched voice than I remember DMX having.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah. Chiefs all over the Broncos yesterday. It was just pure dominance. And the crazy thing about it, Pat Mahomes really didn't have a great game, but he didn't need to, because when you talk about all three phases, the Chiefs were clicking on all three.
It'll be taken out by Byron Pringle. And he finds a seam. He breaks a tackle. The kicker to beat. Look at Pringle. Galloping free. He will go all the way. Unofficially 102 yards.
So you had a snow game. You had Chiefs and Broncos, and you had Harlan on the call. I was enjoying that game. That was about as good as it could get.
The Chiefs are in a very good place where they don't need their all-world quarterback to be all-world every week in order to win. Must be nice. I'm a little bit jealous.
Defensive score?
Tom Brady. All over the Raiders, 45-20. He found a familiar target.
Brady lofts it. Gronkowski. He's got it for the touchdown.
Brady to Gronk has happened more times than Montana to Rice.
When you said that earlier, I couldn't believe that.
Only Marvin Harrison and Peyton Manning have scored more touchdowns as a duo.
33 of 45, four touchdowns, zero interceptions.
Oh, yeah, they just signed Antonio Brown, too. Not sure
how
that's going to work out.
That dude.
Not sure that's going to work out. Man. Buffalo, 18. The Jets, 10. Jets losing, but sometimes when you lose, you actually win. Looks like they're going to try to get Trevor Lawrence, which I think, if that happens, one of these teams that needs a quarterback, you need to trade a second-round pick for Sam Darnold or something.
Darnold's going to go somewhere, right? I mean, if that's where they're, if they have their sights set on
Trevor Lawrence, maybe you get Sam Darnold. Maybe you get Sam Darnold in the right situation. San Francisco 33-6 over New England. Cam Newton honeymoon phase kind of died down a little bit. San Francisco, I mean, it doesn't matter how hurt they are, they just win games. Kyle Shanahan is the new smartest guy in coaching, if you ask me.
Well, the defense gave up 6 points. Who's the defensive coordinator?
It's Robert Saleh.
Robert Saleh.
Guy should be the next coach of the Houston Texans. Sunday Night Football. What a game it was. Mm-hmm. Salt in the wounds, though. As if we weren't reminded enough about the DeAndre Hopkins trade. You turn on the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray goes back to pass. There he is, number 10.
Make a team better. T-E-A-M.
He takes a snap on the third and two. He goes deep down the left side, and it's hauled in for the touchdown by DeAndre Hopkins. Great catch. Got position on Dunbar for 35 yards.
You can question whether or not he got his feet down. I do not. This guy works the sideline better than any human being I think I have ever seen.
And that's coming from Chris Collinsworth, who that was one of his fortes, if you remember him playing, which you probably don't, but I do.
Oh, I don't remember him at Florida and Cincinnati. Okay.
How much did you watch Chris Collinsworth? Anyway, here's the thing.
Best football life, by the way.
Yeah, he was really good.
He was cocky.
There was a really good football life. Really good player. That's neither here nor there. Wade Smith talked about this earlier, and then I saw it, the video of it. Kyler Murray literally broke into a smile as he's throwing the ball.
He did.
He burst out in a smile.
He did.
Why? Because somebody had the decision to defend DeAndre Hopkins one-on-one, and he just smiled and threw him the ball. I've always said it's not a 50-50 ball with DeAndre Hopkins. It's a 70-30 ball. He's going to go up and get it more often than not, and that's what you traded away for David Johnson.
It was just a clinic of offense. I mean, at the end of the game, it was like 23 seconds left. They run the ball, get 10 yards. Larry Fitzgerald picks up the ball, is handing it to the ref. That's how they're doing it. They send it into OT. Same song and dance. I'll just say this. I was wrong about Kyler Murray. I really was. Like, I was very wrong about Kyler Murray. I'm not
pretty
so sure.
Pretty impressive.
Is he better than the quarterback we have right now?
He's playing better. So I guess that makes him better right now. Right?
I can't go there yet, but I'm sure some people would. 713-572-4610. Oh, Ocho's already on it. Okay, there you go. Saints 27, Panthers 24. There's some drama with Michael Thomas. Apparently, Michael Thomas wanted to get some trade interest going on in New Orleans. Keep an eye on that situation. Don't know if he's going to be back next week, the week after, but there's some drama with Drew Brees and his top receiver. Detroit versus Atlanta. Atlanta looking to win their second straight game. Matthew Stafford with the ball, trailing 16-22. He called game.
Hesitates, throws, touchdown, Lions! And T.J. Hockenson.
And that was that. And Todd Gurley had a little bit of brain lock scoring and giving him that opportunity, and that was the bigger part of the story.
You realize how many Texas high school football players we've mentioned in this segment of Around the NFL?
Let's see. We've mentioned Kyler.
We mentioned Ryan Tannehill.
Stafford.
Tannehill. Mm-hmm. Big Spring. We mentioned Baker Mayfield.
Oh, yeah.
We mentioned Pat Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned, I think Derek Carr went to high school here, right?
No, he's. Oh, yeah, he did. He went to, yeah, because his brother was here. Yeah.
We mentioned
Stafford.
Stafford. Mm-hmm. Jarrett Stidham might replace Cam Newton. So there's another guy.
Mm-hmm.
Stephenville. Drew Brees and the Saints. That's Austin.
Right. That's right.
Matthew Stafford, Highland Park.
Right.
Good Lord. And Cowboys fall to Washington 25-3. Kyle Allen, the quarterback. He played in Arizona, not Texas.
Is Jerry Jones going to cut bait after 1 year with McCarthy?
He needs to.
Is he?
He probably needs to. Mike McCarthy lied and said that he was studying analytics when he actually was not. After that game, though, Washington football team. I thought this was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Terry McLaurin, you can tell he's kind of a shy dude. Very good receiver for the Washington Redskins, second-year guy.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Rivera gave a speech to the team, and then Terry McLaurin left his comfort zone and kind of tried to speak to the team. It was a pretty heartwarming moment, I'll say.
Really is, okay? Anybody got anything?
I know I'm still a young guy and a captain or nothing, but the way we came out this week, it was better than last week. I thought we deserved to win last week the way we came out in practice. That was complimentary football from the offense to the defense to the special teams, man. That's what it field is. Mm-hmm. Enjoy this right now because that's what we can build on. Now we're right in the thick of it. So we're going to take this week off, take care of yourself, take care of each other, take care of your bodies, man, because we're right in the middle of everything that we want.
Yeah.
So I just had to say that, man. And let's come back even stronger after this bye week.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we're here loud.
Team on three. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. You've seen those side-by-side pictures of how it started and where I am now or how it is now. You know,
before afters?
Yeah, before after. You know, like how 2020 started and how it is now. He actually did one, Ron Rivera, a little while ago, not even an hour ago. And it's how it started, and it's him in the doctor's office getting diagnosed with cancer. And then how it is now. And
he was leaving.
He's ringing the bell.
Yeah, they were leaving.
That was pretty sweet.
Yeah. It was really, really cool. Ron Rivera, great dude, not a liar like Mike McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently Mike McCarthy lied about his analytics. I talked to someone who said that Jay Glazer truly got Mike McCarthy that job in Dallas. Kind of weird. But they realized that he's not really an analytic guy. Listen to this lady talking about on Fox. This woman was talking about how she talked to Mike McCarthy. And he tried to act like he did like some heavy research about the division. Listen to this report from Fox.
You know, this week Mike McCarthy was saying there's research that shows that once a team gets to 4 division wins, it's likelier to win the division. In this NFC East, anything can happen.
Come on, man.
In-depth on, research man. That you get 4 division wins? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Weird guy. 713-572-4610. It's a trade deadline. We're going to get some trade proposals, I'm assuming. Who should the Texans be looking to deal? We'll discuss our list, and we'll hear from you. Reaction Monday continues next.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
It's a Reaction Monday, presented by Coors Light on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
713-572-4610. You want to get in. It is deadline week. It's the first step towards the Texans starting really the next era. The King Bill era is over. Got to start thinking about the roster moving forward. They're going to be sellers, so they should be sellers at the deadline. To me, nobody except number four is the only guy that I would not even entertain the possibility of trading. Quarterback's not going anywhere. Other than that, I would listen to anybody else.
I would put Laremy Tunsil on that list as well. Start with those two anchor pieces right there, and then let's talk on everybody else. I'm with you. You give me a trade. I asked Wade Smith. Give me a reasonable. I'll take that trade for J.J. Watt. I said a second and a late round pick. I'm going to say
second and fifth is what I'd go with.
I'm going to say fifth. Yeah, second and a fifth.
Second and a fifth. I could get down with 713-572-4610 to get in. Let's go to JR, the UPS guy. JR, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? What can Brown do for you? We'll deliver you a viable trade option, man. Check this out. So you might think that this is a Madden trade.
We're playing Madden.
Now, check this out. So you trade J.J. Watt. Listen, though. You trade J.J. Watt for a second, a third, and a fifth, along with Eric Murray, David Johnson, and Randall Cobb. Okay? And what that does is, it, not only does it get those trash players off our team, gets us a second, a third, and a fifth, and it shores up about $20 million in cap space. Also, when you're doing that, you're keeping the wide receiver core that we have intact, because that wide receiver core just needs more time to gel with Deshaun, and they're going to become lethal. Therefore, you take the second, third, and the fifth, and you shore up your defense.
Damn, JR, you must have a lot of PS5s in that car.
EA Sports.
You must have a lot of PS5s in that car. What did he say, Eric Murray and Randall Cobb? Who wants them?
He said David Johnson.
And David Johnson. Who wants them?
But he said get rid of your trash. Oh, you think another team's good?
For all that money?
I mean, B.O.B.'s not running other teams. We need to get rid of some trash.
I love JR. By the way, JR's been pretty critical of Justin Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was not the best game Justin Reed's played.
Oh, no, it was not. No, not even close. Nobody in the secondary.
713-572-4610. Let's go to Antonio. Hey, Antonio, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
What's going on, fellas? I got something. Instead of going out, I'm okay with the GM that you guys are proposing, but what about the guy who knows more about football and been in football more than anybody? And that's Romeo. Let Romeo handle the GM part, you know, for the remainder of the year and also a little of the coaching, because I'm pretty sure Jackie Easterby is going to him anyway because he don't really know anything. And just let him be the remainder of the – make the remainder decisions. And because I'm pretty sure that he would not have okayed the trade that Bill O'Brien put out there. So that just let me know he had no input on that. So how about I just want to run that by you guys.
I mean, he's more qualified than the guy that's doing it.
I don't know what his level of interest is. I wouldn't be.
Or Romeo just wanted to chill.
What I would take in a heartbeat.
Romeo just wanted to chill and be an advisor.
Well, he said last week, what's the most surprising thing? That I'm coaching. It's like, what? If they said, hey, Romeo, we need your input on these trades, I'll take him over Easterby. I just retweeted something that is incredible. It's Devontae Adams' stats yesterday against three players.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
And I want you to tell me what all three of these players have in common. Against Philip Gaines, Devontae was four targets, four catches, 61 yards, a touchdown, and three first downs.
Okay.
Against Eric Murray, four targets, four catches, 78 yards, a TD, and four first downs. Versus Vernon Hargraves, five targets, four catches, 57 yards, and three first downs. What do those three guys that gave up a combined 12 catches in 13 targets, two touchdowns, and 10 first downs. What do they have in common?
They're short. They're not good. I don't know what. They
were all brought in or signed by Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien. Because remember, Gaines was on the 2019 team, but got injured. They re-signed him in 2020. That's Jack Easterby. They brought in Eric Murray and Vernon Hargraves this year. That's Jack Easterby. So the three dudes that got absolutely undressed were all Jack Easterby decisions.
Battle Red Blog, they put this out there, and I kind of disagreed with them because they were talking about, and Battle Red Blog does a really good job of breaking stuff down, so I strongly recommend checking it out. But they were talking about Eric Murray, and they said besides Brock Osweiler, Eric Murray is the worst free agent signing in Texans history. And I thought about it. First of all, I think Ed Reed belongs in the discussion because you like Glover Quingo. So I think Ed Reed belongs in the discussion. But if we're just comparing those two, I think that the Osweiler move, while it didn't work out, there are a lot of people excited about it, and there was actually some reason to be excited about Brock Osweiler, and it made sense. It did, and plus, it was set up to where you could get out of it as quickly as they did. Nobody in their right mind, whether it's me talking to people in Cleveland, whether it's talking to people in Kansas City, whether it's talking to NFL experts, thought that that Eric Murray deal for that amount of money made any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And he's guaranteed the six or whatever next year.
And you kind of got Deshaun Watson out of the deal. You know, what
with
are you
going to Brock,
gonna,
yes.
You know, after the Brock Osweiler which Rick Smith, man, that was, you got to give him credit for that. What are you going to get after the Eric Murray, you know, experiment is over? Nothing.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
On the text line. It never fails during the trade deadline. 5165. Trade Watt and Murray to Seattle for a 2-5 and a 7.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
6114. What about trading J.J. Watt and Whitney Merciless and Darren Fells for a second, third, and fifth?
EA Sports. It's in the
game. Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're not going to give me a Madden trade, are you?
No, but I told y'all a couple of years ago, last year it was, when I took my grandson to the North Carolina game, well, the Carolina game, and he was calling all the plays because he is a Madden fanatic. So, he was calling every play. But no, I wanted to say that, Landry, you are trying to throw the baby out with the bathwater, and if you know, John, you know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway.
Oh.
I'm showing my age, ain't I?
Old school.
I'm showing my age.
Old school. That's all right.
Yes. Let me tell you what I love. And like I say, I did a tweet about Landry. I gotta hurry up and be brief and be ready, because you know he will hang up on your ass in a minute. But no, what I wanted to say was this: that did y'all not mention? And I had a full fledged argument with somebody who came over my house yesterday. What the hell was the fourth and goal that you didn't go for, but you went for the fourth and one at the 50-yard line? I just didn't get that. So So here's the deal. I have an ex-husband. I'm remarried, and I'm going to just get into the story. With my ex-husband, I had two daughters. They are completely opposite. So guess what? We divorced Bill O'Brien, but we still got his damn son, and guess what he's doing? He's doing the same old stuff. And my oldest daughter is just like her dad. And needless to say, I don't get along with her. She's 28 years old, but you usually don't get along with somebody in their 20s because they really trying to think they know everything. You know, like, yeah. So this is what I'm saying. That was classic Bill O'Brien. That was classic. What in the hell were they thinking? And I'm just going to hang up and ask you, just because I know what all the trades and all the stuff people are thinking about. What was that? What happened to you? Cornell said, I'm going to say this one more thing. Cornell said that he is going to have to rely on his offensive coaches because he is a more of a defensive mind. And that was as honest as you can get.
Yeah.
Okay, having said that, you going to pull out some crap like that? Are they scared or what? You came out bold during Jacksonville. You was going for everything. It was all or nothing. And then you got a few criticisms, and now you just backing off. You don't never back off. You always play to win.
He did.
You don't play to tie.
Yeah.
You don't play to lose. You play to win. And thank y'all for listening to me.
All right, Tony.
Appreciate you.
She's on a roll today.
Appreciate you. She's on it. By the way, 9909 says you could trade J.J. in a second for Claypool to Pittsburgh.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
They could have drafted Claypool instead of Ross Blacklock.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. They could have. Here's the thing about, you know, all the criticism with going for it, not going for it, Romeo, Tim Kelly, Anthony Weaver. Don't get lost in the weeds. Don't get lost in the muck. Those dudes are gone. That decision's going to be made very, very soon, as soon as the season's over. You're not going to have to worry about Tim Kelly's play calling, Anthony Weaver double teaming, Romeo Crennel going for it, not going for it. Those decisions are done. They're gone. Hope they do well. Hope they make a lot of money, have a lot of success. Don't worry about them as it pertains to the Texans. They're gone. Got to worry about the roster, and that's why you got to make these deals.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Reaction Monday continues. The one thing the Texans cannot do in putting a bow on the show next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, it's a Reaction Monday presented by Coors Light on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
713-572-4610. You want to get in. Trade deadline is here. They got to make a trade. I don't know what. Hell, they can make five. But there has to be a move made this week. This is where the process of the next era of Texans football begins. You kind of throw in a Hail Mary hoping you could salvage the 2020 season. Unless they win their next nine, the Texans are not going to be a factor in 2020. I mean, this team just doesn't look like they're capable of winning nine in a row. So the first step of many to starting the next era is the trade deadline. Then you're going to have to hire a GM. Then you're going to have to hire a coach. Then free agency is going to happen, and you're going to have to make those decisions. But the first step in the process, J-Lo, officially begins now, and you can't just sit on your hands and not do a damn thing.
No, you can't. And you have to hope, if you're a Texan fan, that Cal McNair is taking a much more active role in actual trade discussions. You talk about, you know, Madden guys can make these trades. You know, anybody who has any experience or relationships in the NFL can you know, do the framework of these trades. Cal McNair knows more people in the NFL than Jack Easterby. I mean, just from being around his dad, you know, and all these other teams, he could even get involved more. I would prefer, you know, someone who actually can do the, you know, lay the groundwork to do it. But the big story is it has to be done. The only way that the Texans season and the Texans future can get any worse is if they do nothing. If they just do nothing and say, we love JJ, you know, we can't let him go. We don't want to disappoint our fans. I don't know how disappointed fans would be right now if you trade JJ. Sad, but not angry, right?
I don't know.
I don't think fans would be that angry about trading
JJ. I don't know, man.
JJ.
I think there would be a portion that would be upset.
Well, there's always a portion. There's always outliers. But I'm saying, by and large, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, people would be, you know, storming NRG Stadium if you traded JJ Watt. Today, I think they'd be sad, but they'd be kind of understanding and know that it's the best for the future.
It was hard watching him mope around the way he did.
Oh, it was bad.
I mean, he looks miserable. Like, this is a guy who we're used to, whenever we go in that stadium, typically he's throwing a football with the kids. And then he's coming out of the tunnel and he's waving the flag and the fire's going out. And JJ's coming out there and saluting. And then he's batting down balls and it's turned down for Watt. And he's doing the Mutombo finger nod and he's pumping up the crowd. He didn't want to be out there yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And his effort was there. I'm not going to say his effort wasn't there, because JJ played pretty good for the second straight week. JJ looked like JJ. But you could just tell he does not like being around these guys.
He's had enough.
He's had enough. And the goal, when someone is as old as JJ is and as beat up as JJ is to ask him to do less. Asked him to do more. You traded Clowney. You traded DJ Reader, who took the, took on the blocks for JJ. And you're basically asking him, to do more. Yeah, let DJ go. My bad. I said trade. Let him go for the bread.
Right. I think JJ, you know, I'm talking about angry versus sad. I think JJ fits in that category. He's not going to be mad that he's getting traded. He's going to be glad that he's getting traded. He might be a little sad that, you know, that he's leaving the place that drafted him and the place where he's done so much and the relationships and all that. But he's going to be glad. And I think it has to be done. Sometimes you got to do what has to be done.
Let's hear from the man himself. Does this sound like someone that is pumped up to you know, get ready for the game against Jacksonville in 13 days? Or does this sound like a guy that wants to be put out of his misery and put into a better football situation? Here's J.J. after the game yesterday.
J.J., what's it like chasing Aaron Rodgers and getting close to him and then find out he's already completed a great pass down the field?
What do you think that's like? Not great.
Mark Berman.
J.J., we've kind of asked these questions several times this year, but now you're going into the bye week at 1-6. What are your feelings about this team going forward?
Got to get better.
J.J., as a leader, as a veteran on the team, what do you tell your teammates the way the state of the season, the state of the team right now, as far as you know, holding it together, keeping it together?
Show up to work and do your job.
Hey, J.J., how would you assess your level of confidence in this defense and in this team right now, considering where everything is?
I mean, we're 1-6. You are what your record says you are.
And John? Also,
go ahead, Brandon.
I understand that you don't coach or play DB, but could you speak to how the injury to Bradley Roby just kind of threw things off for you guys in terms of whatever your game plan was today?
No. I know nothing about that.
You can talk about the way Rodgers played today and compare it to the ways you'd seen him play earlier and when you guys played against him.
He played very well today.
What did he do that made him play well?
Threw the ball to the receivers and they caught it.
J.J., y'all came close last week. In the second half, your defense had several stops in a row, so there was a chance something could happen if your offense could have done something. Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel for this team going forward?
Just got to go to work. Get better.
J.J., how would you characterize your emotions at this point? Just kind of, I would say it's frustrating. It's tough. You're not accustomed to losing around here, and you won a lot of football games over the years. What's this like for you personally?
Yeah, frustrated. I'm angry. Sucks. I don't know. Like, it's, yeah. I don't know what else I'm supposed to feel.
Thanks, J.J.
Mm-hmm.
It's broken, dude. He's broken.
I mean, that's a great way to put it. You can say it, yeah. He's had enough. I think he understands. I mean, that this is the end of an era. You know, not to get too dramatic. I think he's kind of looking around. When his turning his back on the Rock Boys after he made that TFL was very telling to me. He's like, man, I don't want to.
And he I was sucks glad, at honestly. Football.
Yeah.
I was actually glad.
He's like, I don't want to do this anymore.
He didn't want it. To quote Clint Sterner, he's over the gimmick. 713-572-4610. Let's go to Easy. You're on In the Loop on Reaction Monday.
Hey, guys. What do y'all think about this? What about Laremy Tunsil getting a 1-2 for him and sending him off?
I'm fine with that. You're speaking my language. You give me a 1-2 for Laremy Tunsil, I'm good.
I'm not there.
I'm fine with that.
I get the logic.
There's some good tackles in the coming draft. Let's get cheap. Get cheap and put some of that 20 mil towards the defense. And let's get a coach who can scheme. Let's get a coach who can scheme offensive line to where you don't just need Laremy Tunsil. I think in this scheme, you probably need him. But Green Bay didn't have their left tackle yesterday.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
They were playing the Texans.
This is why I don't co-sign that. I get your logic, but I don't co-sign it. Your whole idea when you're drafting is to somehow, some way, find a franchise left tackle and a franchise quarterback. You got those two. I know you're paying more for both of them, but you're going to be cheap everywhere else. There's a real chance that you can just gut this. You trade J.J., you trade some of these linebacker merciless, some of these other higher, you know, there's really not that many expensive players anymore on this roster. So you trade, get rid of the contract, start drafting. Don't think it's going to happen in a year. It might happen in two or three if you're lucky and you get the right guy, but it's not going to happen in a year.
713-572-4610. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on Reaction Monday. Go ahead.
All right. I think a lot of people are getting a lot of things misconstrued with ownership, because ownership allowed a guy to come in and tear down a whole organization. It doesn't make sense for either trade to be made right now till they put someone in that knows what they're doing. Ownership allowed a man to come in and tear down the whole organization. When you was a quarterback away, and now you have the quarterback, but now you have no team. You can't allow anyone in this organization to make a move, because apparently they haven't made the right move. Everything that O'Brien touched has been off. Everything that the ownership let happen was off. it doesn't make any sense for them to even try to make a trade. They just have to sit and get somebody in there that know what they're doing. Man. Anything else, it's crazy.
They have, but here's they
don't get a chance to try to do right.
They have to make a trade.
So you're just gonna let Easterby and McNair say we made mistakes.
You can't stand pat. You can't stand pat. This is a seller's market. I don't want Jack Easterby. I do agree with him. I don't want Jack Easterby doing it. I don't want him touching anything to do with football. But get somebody in there, somebody you trust, maybe Cal himself. I would roll the dice with that more than just about anybody, and then Easterby anyway. But you can't stand pat. It's a seller's market. Get the most that you can get.
Matthew, you're on Reaction Monday. Go ahead.
All right, I have 2 points to make. The first being, doesn't it feel like the coaches are trying to justify O'Brien's move by continuously playing David Johnson, Eric Murray, and all these other bums that he got? And then second, how about a trade for J.J. Watt and Will Fuller for a 1 and a 3?
All right.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Gosh, these Madden trades are just killing me. Let's go to Derek. Derek, go ahead.
Hey, I hear a lot of J.J. Watt getting thrown around, and I don't think it's a good idea to trade him, and here's my reason why. So we traded 2 1s and a 2 for Laramie Tunsil and Steele. Let's just say Steele was the 2, and Laramie Tunsil was the 2 1. And a year later, you're going to trade J.J. for a 3? It just doesn't make sense.
No, well, I mean, I'm with you, but the reality of the situation is, and this is going to be any trade that we watch forever around here.
Yeah.
Any trade that's made, you're always going to be able to look back at a stupid trade that the Texans have made the last year or so and say, damn, they got that.
Why couldn't they get 2 1s for J.J.?
And any trade that they make,
because
they send
Bill
a player,
O'Brien wasn't doing it.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm with you, man. Like, but if that's your mindset, you're never going to make a trade. You're never going to see a trade that happens. That's the situation we're in, man.
This might be the best you could get for him right now.
That's it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you think you're a year away, though, keep J.J. I just don't know how J.J. plays 10 more weeks in this situation. If you wanted to keep J.J. in 2021, I don't know how he can mentally, for his mental, and you heard Deshaun talk about the mentals of the bye week. I don't think that guy that we saw yesterday that we've been watching for a long time, number 99, I do not think he can mentally go through 9-10 more weeks. I don't know if you just tell him to take a vacation and go chill and put your body on ice for 2021 if you don't trade him, but the guy that we saw yesterday, unless he just gets a week away and he gets to rest, unwind, and he comes back refreshed, that guy that we saw yesterday cannot go through much more of this.
I mean, if I were his agent or his family members, a family member of his, I would say, JJ, your back hurts, right? JJ, your pec hurts, right? JJ, your shoulder hurts, right? No, I'm 100% serious. He doesn't need to do it. He doesn't need to do it. If they don't trade me, if I'm JJ Watt, my back is going to start getting really, really sore. And I'm not. I wouldn't think less of him.
Okay, Vernon Maxwell.
I wouldn't think less of him. I wouldn't say he's, you know, I mean, he kind of would be making a business decision, but he should, and he's in a place where he can.
Well. And the other thing
you think I'm
kidding?
Sit
the rest of this out.
I'm not. I'm 100% serious.
The thing that stinks about it is you're not going to have the first or second, so you're not going to reap the benefits. But if we are a week from now talking about the trade deadline coming and going, and you're telling me that J.J. Watt didn't get moved, first of all, I don't know if that means that he might get traded before next season, or if you just want J.J. on your team. Based on either one of those scenarios, it makes no sense for him to play any more games. Because you want him to be his best version of himself. You want him to be healthy.
Yep.
Or you don't want him to get hurt to where you won't be able to trade him. That guy does not want to be on the football field right now.
He loves the game, but he hates what's going on.
He's playing as hard as he can.
Yeah.
It's not like a situation where you see some guys, and I'll let Clint watch the tape before he throws this, because I don't like questioning effort when I'm not watching tape. But there were certain plays looked like there were some guys that were making business decisions. J.J. Watt did not make any business decisions, but he was miserable out there. Miserable.
He played his ass off angry. He played his ass off angry at the situation. And I think he should, if they don't trade him, I think the agent, if I was his agent, I'd drop that hint right now. I'd say, look, J.J. would be welcome to a trade. If the trade doesn't happen, we're going to go ahead and take that elective surgery that he needs for his blah, blah, blah. Fill in the blank. That's the way the game is played, man. I mean, if you don't think he wouldn't be the first player to do that and leverage a trade out and have the agent help you. Have the agent help you get a better deal because he wants JJ out too.
It's just kind of crazy because you're looking at these other teams that have one win. Cincinnati, okay, they got a rookie quarterback. They're still going to have draft picks. It's a process. They got a young coach. Actually, pretty exciting game yesterday with the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Dolphins who are 3-3. They have the Texans first round and second round picks. So they're sitting pretty there. Jacksonville ain't even trying to win, and they got multiple draft picks.
Yeah.
You're going to have a crappy season. You're going to have nothing to show for it. You have nothing to show for it. Like, nothing. Like
the Miami Dolphins have the number 5 overall pick that would be yours right now. As we sit, the Texans have the 5th. Well, Miami
and
has
like the 37th or whatever
has
it
the
be.
5th overall pick and 37. Yeah. That were yours. So you got to make a deal and get something. Late first, mid second, because you're only going to be dealing with playoff contenders. So I'd say mid second, late first, whatever.
It's like the Kenny Stills. Like if someone offers you a 7th for Kenny Stills, just let him go. Because then you can start to evaluate the Kiki QTs of the world. You can see what's going on. You can build up the chemistry because Kenny's not going to be back next year. And you might bring back Cooks. You might bring back Fuller. Maybe Kiki QT gets out of the doghouse. Maybe you get to see Isaiah Coulter and see what he's got going on. Like you have to see these guys. So if the Cleveland Browns, who just lost Odell Beckham Jr., if they just want to call you and say, hey, we'll give you a 7th for Kenny Stills, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
You got to accumulate all you can. Just give me assets. Give me cash and give me assets. Guys on the text board are going nuts. Like, come on, guys, take a vacation. He's a grown man making a $100 million contract.
Doesn't
play
matter.
Ball.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It's his craft. I mean,
if JJ doesn't have a fully healthy year, his stock value goes down. No, it doesn't.
No, it actually goes up.
Because people in the game would realize what's going on, and they'd get a refreshed, fresh JJ next year.
I mean, the amount of money he makes is irrelevant. That's mm-hmm. his craft. He earned it. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't go to the corner store and scratch a lottery ticket and get you know, the right to play football. He's earned it. It's still his craft. He takes pride in it. A lot of these guys, they want to succeed at a high level. So it's not really about the money or anything like that. JJ wants to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
JJ wants to win a Super Bowl. And he clearly does not want to be on the field with this Texans team. And quite honestly, I really can't blame him just based on the way this roster's been built. It is what it is, though. It is what it is, and we are in it together. And it's an exciting time, though, to be a Texans fan because you do know that changes are coming. You do know you're going to have a new GM. You do know you're going to have a new coach. And you might have a new roster. Shoot, we could sign off right now, and there could be a trade made. That's why you got to listen to Ron and Clint's. For the OG John Lopez, for Wade Smith, for Figgy Fig being the best of the world at What Do You Do, I'm Landry Locker. We'll talk to you tomorrow. John McClain's going to join the party. We're going to ask him about potential trades. But in the meantime, Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley are next.
Thank you, Figgy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.